Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In case you are not aware, on Tuesdays, Steve Miggs and I joined the men's room for their segment called Sit and Spin. And while we were there yesterday...
I love how we go there to talk about music, but we end up having like the most random conversations with those guys whenever we get in there.
We're very easily distracted.
Yes.
So, Miggs, you had to ask them about Thanksgiving.
I have to ask you guys.
Okay.
How do you feel...
Oh, God.
...about candied yams?
Ah, I love them. 100%. They're great. Fantastic.
Suck it, Taryn!
Mike?
Well,
I'm in.
Well, yeah.
How about a third? They have the marshmallows on top.
That's like the worst part.
Yes.
I don't like that, guys.
Her and Danny hate it. We've talked to Seahawks players. We've talked to Walter Jones.
Candy yams are one of the highlights of Thanksgiving.
It's a dessert that you can just eat in front of people while eating dinner.
And sometimes that syrup gets in your brown gravy. That's good.
I'm so grossed out.
I feel so much better about life. Because I'm stuck in a room with two haters. And then everyone else I talk to is like, yeah, man, candy yams are delicious. Like, you guys and a couple of select whack jobs on the text line, too.
The fact that he said the syrup from it goes into the gravy sounds like my worst nightmare.
How? It's all delicious on top of delicious.
Agree to disagree.
To quote the Ted Smith. It's good.
Well, also while we were chatting with them.
I felt so good after yesterday. I went home. I was smiling from ear to ear. I'm like, yes.
Like some big victory over there. We also had a question asked of us while we were there.
Steve, you don't know what's going to trigger. It's our own Ted Smith last week lost his mind. We're all wearing sweatshirts without T-shirts underneath them like we normally do.
That's gross.
And
you were just raw-dogging a sweatshirt?
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah. Do you have a T-shirt on underneath that?
Darn right I do.
See? She's a grown-up.
So you never wear a sweatshirt without a T-shirt on?
No. Like, only if it's, like, an emergency and I have to run outside really quick. I've been naked
or something. Take it out, trash? Take it to school?
I'm not listening to Biggs. He wears tights. So
spandex.
No. Yeah, spandex.
Well, listen, man, we're doing hoodie week all week. I'm refusing to wear a shirt under my hoodie because I just don't.
Okay, then what if you get hot? Are you just going to be...
Okay, that's the first thing that everyone asked. Push up your sleeves.
You don't get hot when you don't put...
Look at the size of my forearms. It ruins the sleeve.
When you... Okay, Popeye. That's you.
Are you washing your hoodies frequently? Because I don't.
Yeah,
wear,
yeah. Well, sure. Yeah.
I'm with you too. Yeah. Like I
wash the rest of my clothes. Like if I'm wearing it and it's touching my beautiful supple skin as it is right now, it will be washed.
Mike, you're not wearing a jacket. I don't wash it much at all.
You're not wearing a jacket.
Right? I don't even know why someone washes it.
How's it feel?
It feels great.
It does.
It
feels like normal.
It feels like normal.
It feels
like
brute.
I'm so uncomfortable by this.
Guys, I already have a wool sweater on underneath this. Like I don't need another shirt.
That's the point, dog. You're gonna be sweating in there. You need a t-shirt.
Less is more.
It's upper torso commando. Yeah. All right, that's
straight,
what we're doing.
Straight cotton to nips.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Yes,
freedom.
You gotta live, Ted
Absolutely.
Smith.
Absolutely, freedom.
I don't like it.
No, it's gross.
I do love how intense the Ted Smith got about this.
Right, that's the point, dog. But you're gonna be sweating in there.
Danny, you sound like you're out on it too.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like one of those if I'm running out of the house or like coming home. From
sure.
Sometimes like my shirt gets so sweaty at the gym, I have to take it off and then just put my hoodie on. Mm. But that's it. Like I've never done that.
Hey, ladies, are you getting sweaty here at the gym like I am?
Yeah.
Watch this.
This is an extra thick sweatshirt. I need to take it off.
Yeah, I don't ever wear a hoodie just to go out. Like, if I'm coming to work, I'm not just wearing a hoodie. There's something underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me very, I just feel unsettled even thinking about wearing that.
Okay, along the same lines, though, is it the same with, like, a flannel? Do you ever raw dog a flannel? I guess you never wear flannel, Steve.
I don't raw dog a flannel.
I don't wear a flannel here, but I will wear a flannel outside of the workplace. I just don't like wearing something that's going to keep me super warm here at work.
Yeah, that's fair.
So a flannel, I go back and forth, because I'll wear, like, a button-up shirt with no shirt underneath it.
Sure.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, take it down a button. Let's see that deep V, boys.
But it's almost
would you like to unsnap this button?
It's almost the same kind of thing for me, though. At that point, like, you should wear a t-shirt under in case you want to take the flannel off.
Yes! That's called preparedness.
So maybe tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Don't.
Just to see?
I don't want to see.
I think it's worth at least, you know, I mean, look, we're making a judgment about sweatshirts without a t-shirt underneath. I think it's only fair that we attempt it.
We're going to end up naked in here by the end of the show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.